and that school up there, and he played ball up there. That's where he met Mother.
Was it called Sneed College then?
No.
It was called agricultural school. It was a congressional district agricultural school is what it was.
Well, I used to wonder what was my mother doing going to an agricultural school, but they had other subjects, you know, that they could take.
So he finished high school, more or less?
Yes. He finished high school, but he didn't finish
the college. Okay. And then jobs, you said he farmed a little bit when him and your mother first got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became an insurance salesman and then went to bookkeeping.
Yeah, the Life and Casualty Insurance Company in Mobile.
And then in 1936, didn't he come back?
In 1936, we moved back to Gadsden. And he went to work at the steel plant. He was a guard at the steel plant.
Okay.
Now, I can't tell you how many years he worked there, but it was a pretty good while. And he was working as a guard over there while I was going to high school up here. After that, he took this job as a custodian at the county poorhouse that was down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an article in the paper here a week or so ago about the courthouse. They wondered about the cemetery, if it was close to that new highway they're going to put through there, you know, and they was wanting to...
Now, I talked to Mama Ray about that, and she said that he worked down there for about, I think she said, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
He must have gone there in 1941.
First part of 1941. Because I finished high school at Christmas of 1940. And I was, during that Christmas holidays, the Hope's Bluff School burned, the new brick building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right after that that he got the job as a custodian for the county home and the farm. They had a farm there, too. Where the building is now, just off this side of it, where some big old trees are, was where a big house was, where the custodian and his family lived. Well, we moved in there, and I went to work at Agricola Furnace. And Catherine had to walk from the county home down just this side of that bridge where Ice Gross is to catch the Hope's Bluff bus. And she finished in 41. And he was there 4 or 5 years.
42.
She had to finish in 43, Belle. She didn't finish in 43. It was 42 when she finished. Anyway, Daddy was there for 4 or 5 years as custodian of that place. And then they closed it down completely. And
then he was sheriff? Then he moved here.
They divided up the estate, and Daddy moved back here.
Had his parents passed away at that time? Or
no, his mother was still living.
They just go ahead and divided up the estate?
Yeah. She was in... old and her health wasn't good and needed somebody to live in here with her to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why all the others agreed to go ahead and divide up the state, and he got bought out this section of the state and a farm across the river. And Uncle Charlie's brother bought out the farms that was up off of Ben. And then he went to work for Edgewell County Sheriff's Department. He was a deputy. He was a deputy sheriff. How many years was he a deputy sheriff?
I don't remember.
Three? Four? Anyway, he was a deputy sheriff. And then after that,
he worked at the courthouse.
Yeah, he worked at the courthouse and the maintenance crew down there. And he didn't work down there but just a couple of years or something like that. And then after that, he never did work no more.
Did he go back to farming then?
Well, he had cows.
Yeah, he had worked his way into beef cattle by then. And he didn't farm. He just raised cattle. He kept, you know, cattle across the river, mm-hmm. and he'd bring some of them over here in this pasture, and he just raised and sold cattle.
Okay.
He died in 1979.
Bill hadn't been out there lately.
At the age of 85.
Well, I think he went around.
He lived 10 years longer than me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sometimes they bring it early, sometimes it's late.
So he mainly just had a bunch of different jobs and didn't really resort to farming that much.
He didn't really do any farming. After we moved from here in 1927.
It is.
Because he put all that farmland in the pasture and put beef cattle on.
I turned it off last night.
Okay.
And then turned it back on.
I told him that the pastor's going to light when he hears my southern accent. Poor language.
They were older, but how did they take World War II?
How did they take to World War II?
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, Daddy knew. You know, he was in service himself in World War II. War. And like I told you the story, that he sent all his money home. And didn't have a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Duff and I was living in Savannah, Georgia, I was stationed at Hunter Air Base. We were really getting prepared to go overseas. Well, Daddy and my mother and sister came over there and spent a weekend with us. Oh, what I'm telling you about. But anyway, when it left, Daddy pulled out his pocketbook and he folded up a $20 bill in a little bitty fold. He said, "Bill, if you put this in your watch pocket and forget you got it." He said, "Don't spend it for nothing, just forget you got it. And then when you get on that ship going overseas, then you'll have some money to buy yourself. Don't end up like I did." Well, a week or two after that, we shipped out to California. Well, back then, you couldn't say anything on the telephone. You know, they had the operator stayed on all pay phones and stuff like that, especially on the bases. If you started to say something about shipping out or something, the operator cut you off. So we had our orders and we loaded up to load on the ship the next morning. And so I called Daddy. Excuse me. I called Daddy and said, "Daddy, you remember the $20 you gave me?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "You remember what you told me to spend it for?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I'm going to start spending it first thing in the morning." He couldn't talk anymore. He handed the phone to his mother. Because he knew I was getting on ship next morning. That's what I had to tell him, that I was going overseas.
Did both your parents have a real close relationship with you, with their children?
Yep. They sure did. We wasn't around them too much. When we lived in town, and they lived out here. Of course, when we'd come out and visit, we'd bring our kids in.
Mm-hmm.
But her parents and them lived in town. When we needed anybody to keep the children, her parents would always keep them for us. And we wouldn't have to drive way out here. My mother, I think, used to get a little bit mad because she's going to keep him sometimes.
Linda used to come out here and spend the weekend.
Linda, my oldest daughter, used to come out here and spend them.
You remember any happy times, like maybe family outings? Did the family do much together?
The Curry family, mother's family, like I say, there was one or two lived around the Abbotville area. And she had one brother that lived in Florence, and the rest of them lived up in Tennessee. And they would have a family reunion every year and start having it at Gunnersville. And they'd have it every year, but they finally all died out now, and I don't think
they still have it, unless they didn't have it this last year.
The Griffith family has never had a family reunion. I don't remember any Griffith family ever having.
They
weren't as close to one another as my mother's family was. But and that's why when I go to Tennessee and everybody I see, I speak to them because some of them bound to be kin to me. There's so many of them up there.
But do you remember as a child, like just you and your brother and sister and your parents going somewhere?
We lived in Mobile. And I don't know what year it was, but mother was going, I don't know whether we was going to Plantville, Tennessee or Chattanooga, but we was going to one of her brothers. Maybe somebody was sick or something was why we was going, but she took me with her. Because on the train, someone asked, a lady asked Mother if she and I were brothers and sisters. Mother didn't start graying until, oh, she's in her early 60s. And she looked young. And made Mother mad. Dad said, it ought to make you feel good. After we got home, she told Daddy about it. And That's the only trip I ever remember is me and Mother going to Tennessee on the train. But I remember sometime after that, Mother went to Tennessee again by herself. And I remember us kids was having to make sandwiches and all that stuff to eat. Every year she would make we'd go out and get muscadines. And she'd squeeze them and take the pulp that squeezed out and make jelly out of it. And then those hulls, she'd make a jam out of it. And I loved those hulls to make a sandwich out of it. And I think what she had left, I nearly ate it up while she was gone. But other than that, I don't ever remember any other trips that's out of town.
Dulcie said y'all go fishing a lot?
Oh, down there, yes, we went fishing a lot. It'd be two or three families of us. They had a beach on Mobile Bay then. And we'd go down to Mobile Bay nearly every weekend and have picnics and driftwood. You could find driftwood all over the beaches. Now you can't find a stick on a beach. But we'd get up a lot of that driftwood, back in the pile, build fires, and they would carry water down there in wash tubs. And we had lights with reflectors on them, and we'd wade in the water about this deep and knee deep, and gigs, and we'd gig crabs, and take them back, and they'd pour that water in the wash tub on the fire, and we'd pour those crabs in there, and they'd boil and turn red, and we'd sit there and eat crab meat. We did that a lot.